Oh, China, you have logged on to a Pandora's box. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You know the symptoms. You sit down to the computer telling yourself you're just going to Google one thing tonight, just one thing. You want to find a nice little apartment to rent along the Oregon coast. But then you see an ad for one of those new laser plumb bobs every workshop needs, and then some article about Tom Cruise, and then you find online backgammon, and 4 hours later the birds begin chirping and your wife wonders where you've been all night. And now I see a story where internet addiction has appeared in China, where 94 million people are now online, second only to the U.S., all those tiny villages where there's nothing to do except feed the water buffalo and go to the internet cafe. And the cafes are everywhere, packed with key tappers, well into the night. The Chinese authorities, ever protective of the nation's morality, shut down cafes at the first hint of downloaded depravity, but it doesn't seem to be making much of a dent. State media tell stories of obsessed internet gamers who flunk out of school, commit suicide, even murder. But welcome to the first world, China. Because, you see, with the new technology of capitalism comes a major side effect, something we like to call rampant excess. Ah, rampant excess. Get used to it, China. It's everywhere. Rampant excess, followed by therapy, and then an explosion of prescription drugs. Excess to control the excess. We'll remake you in our image yet. You should never have allowed the satellite dishes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.